It's Jason Deadney, Morning X. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by, man, I am two pages behind. This can't be good. The Texas Lottery. Punk rock physicist tweets at Jason and Deb, says, never underestimate the power of that Lincoln log.
Oh, gross. I got it. I just got it.
And Serena G says, that's called the air high five. Jim and Pam were doing it first.
No, it's
Did
a
Did you rip
wife...
that off from Jim and Pam on The Office, Deb?
Oh, yeah, because I watched The Office, didn't I? It's a Y5. Mm-hmm. The Office was ripped off of my office, and therefore I own all the rights to the Y5. Y5 is a way better word for it than what do they call it? An air high?
Air high five?
That's just silly.
Y5.
What?
Now it sounds wrong. Is that correct? Y5?
Yeah,
Y5.
It's like a Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
High five.
Y5. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
It's like the only good thing I've ever invented in the whole world.
Dumb question, Amnesty.
Okay, see you the week.
Mm-hmm.
You
the lost Nick with the...
But watch out, sir. No one day left. It's coming up. 24 hours time. Jokes.
Hey, we got a new president yesterday. Joe Biden sworn in as the 46th president of the United States.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue. Rural versus urban.
Amen.
Conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts, if we show a little tolerance and humility, and if we're willing to stand in the other person's shoes, as my mom would say, just for a moment, stand in their shoes.
Ah, so the red-blue thing is conservative liberal. I thought that was a Rock'em Sock'em Robots reference.
It's both. Oh, it's both. It works for both. Yeah.
I missed that part. As I told you guys earlier, I was watching an episode of Big Mouth.
Unpatriotic.
And, shame on me. I'm a bad American, because if not for kudos to Big Mouth, who wrote one of the best lines I've ever heard in the history of ever. And it was so good, I had to text this Bumbleina about it right now. And she said, you're not watching the inauguration? And I was like, oh, F. Mm-hmm. That's on right now.
Chuck.
Yeah. But Nick found me the line. Are you ready?
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth. First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
Loses a little bit in the translation.
You are a child.
What? What did I do? What do you...
I had one pit stop. I was running a bunch of errands yesterday. I was very, very busy. Had to cancel my guided meditation, you know, because I had too much on my plate.
No wonder you're so grumpy today.
But I had to make a pit stop to the bank to sign some paperwork. And they were like, why aren't you watching the inauguration? I'm like, it's on in the car. I'll be right on the radio.
The
And I'm like, what about you guys? And they all just held up their phones. Isn't that great? Like in the olden days, you'd be working in a bank. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, well, I guess I missed that.
Right.
I guess I'll see it on the 6 o'clock news tonight.
Crowd around the 11-inch that's in the break room to see it or something like that.
If it even works, if you're like Waterloo Media, nothing works around here.
One of my earliest memories is the O.J. Simpson trial, which I guess I was 10, so that shouldn't be early at all. But I remember at the school, they just had a TV, one of those TVs on a stand that they would wheel into the classroom and show you, a terrible health video.
Yeah.
But they just had it on in the library, just tuned in 24/7 to the trial. So everybody would just, whenever you had like...
Really?
People would just duck in there to watch it whenever they had a chance.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that, I was going to say, bet schools were doing that yesterday, but no. Actually, my friend's a teacher. She had it on in her classroom. She teaches fourth grade.
In her real classroom?
Yeah, she's teaching real class. It's a private school, so they got their own rules.
Chris Wallace of Fox News said that Biden's inauguration speech was, quote, the best I ever heard, end quote. He was immediately fired from Fox News. You're not allowed to say that.
I flipped between the both. When I finally got home, I flipped between CNN and Fox. I just wanted to see. Guys, they were doing a great job. They were just reporting what was happening, and they were saying things like that.
Fair and balanced, Deb O'Keefe.
And I've been... Over the last few years, I've flicked between different news sources. In fact, I always do. You know, we're journalists. We have integrity.
That's what it says on Deb's Bumble profile.
Exactly. I don't just read one source. I mean, I've done this my entire life. You got to back it up. You got to prove that that's correct, especially nowadays in the fake news, alternative news world. But I would just love to see the different perspectives of the headlines, depending on what atrocious things Donald Trump had done that day. But the actual live reporting on Fox News of the inauguration was, it was commendable.
That's why
it was real.
In the words of Mike Gundy, just like when he said, "I'm a man, I'm 40, come after me."
Yeah.
When he said, "That's why I watch One America News," all right? Because they just give you the news, all right?
Oh,
no,
just
give you the facts.
He's
no
One
opinions, no weird speculation.
And here's another thing. I wanted to flick over to One America News. Number one, I don't know where to find it.
I think, didn't we determine that's internet? Just the internet? Do they actually have a channel?
I do not want to give my sweet laptop, my Apple laptop, the One American News Network AIDS.
That'll be all up
in
your
kiss of death.
Your cookies forever, man.
I've taken the bullet for you,
Deb. Have you?
Yeah, I've gone to there right now.
You are a brave man. What does it say?
President Trump considers forming Patriot Party. There's Trump, legacy of a patriot. Tribute to 45, the president's legacy.
See, just the facts, okay? No opinions, just
and
the facts.
A TB12 ad.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
Can we,
Jesus.
Can we talk about the Patriot Party quickly for a second before we start ribbing on Tom Brady?
What is that?
That's obviously the super right-wingers.
Yeah.
Have at it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Yes.
Because there are real Republicans who are appalled by what's happening and what has happened the last 4 years. Some of them have been too scared to stand up and say anything, pussies. But now they will. Now they will be forced to behave like human beings. So let the idiots, let the crazies go off and do the Patriot Party. You'll never get any representatives. While saying that, though, Kelly Loeffler did have a job once, didn't she?
That one smoke show from Colorado, she's down for sure. Is she from Colorado?
Who's that?
I don't know. That one that gave the tours.
What?
She's the new Sarah Palin.
Tommy Lauren?
No. Holy crap. Also, just same thing for the far left.
Yeah,
like, you guys go as well. Let's just have a nice centrist.
They've already done that. There's those all the way over there.
A caller on the sports show yesterday called me a leftist.
Racist. You are.
I just thought it was hilarious that
because on
this show, I'm frequently say, "Oh, you sound like Donald Trump. You sound like Trump, Jason. You just sound like Donald Trump." And over there was a caller yesterday who literally said, "Take Jason off the air. He's a leftist."
You are.
So, I am a leftist?
Yeah. So am I.
I'm a leftist Trump
clone. You're a goddamn commie.
All right.
You're a commie and a fascist.
What's,
figure that one out.
What's worse, a leftist Trump clone commie fascist or those weird priest mouth noises? Do you know about this, Deb?
A priest mouth noise?
I don't know about this either.
Is this from the inauguration? Because I heard a couple of the priests and they were fine.
I was like, "Nick, get me all the most essential audio from the inauguration."
Essential.
And there's three clips here that are titled Priest Mouth Noises.
Which priest? Is it all of them?
Somebody who was doing the prayer. I don't remember
his
name.
Well, there was more than one of them.
Well,
all right. Here you go. Check out some weird priest mouth noises.
Pope Francis has reminded us how important it is to dream together. By ourselves, he wrote, we risk seeing mirages, things that are not there. Dreams, on the other hand, are built together.
Just get that man a glass of water. Jason, don't. No, don't.
Is that worse than his kisses?
I'm ASMRing the people, all right? Some people are into it. They like to fall asleep to mouth
noises.
Again,
it's like the Patriot Party, Jason. They're way out there. There's not many of them. Appeal to the masses.
Yeah. I want you to do this on your afternoon sports show and see if that's leftist mouth sounds.
Those are the sounds that Jay and Lola make, all right?
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth. First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
That's just Liz.
I love Jay and Lola together, okay? They're in love. I think that's a beautiful thing, all right?
Who's got a better pull, you or Jay?
Nick and Andrew.
Gross.
Oh, he's got a pool. Yeah. I have a pool update. No, I don't want to talk about it. Nick and Andrew, they just got to eighth grade, and they decided that they're going to prey on the seventh grade girls out there and try and date seventh graders.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good look. I remember Nick and Andrew being in eighth grade and being like, maybe I dabble in the seventh grade. No, you can't. Have more integrity than that. That's what I'm telling you. All right?
You were 14. You shouldn't have been doing any of that. You're disgusting.
What else do I have here? I guess it was the last presidential address for a guy Donald Trump yesterday. We read this earlier, but now we have the actual audio. It's great.
What else has to be said, right? But what we've done, that's true, honey. Great job.
Come back to the beginning.
What else has to be said, right? But what we've done, that's true, honey. Great job. What we've done has been amazing by any standard. We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration.
And he turned down a speechwriter.
What else has to be said, right? But what we've done, that's true, honey. Great job.
Thank you, Melania.
That's true, honey. Great job.
That's how Jason sounds when he tells me good job.
Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
You're supposed to end a sentence with a full stop, Donald. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to go up.
My favorite thing to come out of the inauguration, other than just all the Bernie Sanders memes.
Poor Bernie.
He was so cold.
The person that did him in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air throne, you win.
Didn't see that one.
You win.
Yeah.
Did you see they all have blankets, though? They got given, like, presidential blankets.
I didn't see the blankets.
As they were coming out, coming in from the outside, leaving the area, you know, they had to go through wherever that was. They're all holding these little rolled-up blankets. I was like, that's cool.
My favorite thing was seeing the video of Trump landing, I guess, in Florida, and him and Melania are walking off, and then he stops for, like, to wave at the cameras or whatever, and she is just like, no, I'm done.
Oh,
like,
she can't wait to get home.
She kept on walking and just left, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Over under, when did they get divorced?
I say I don't think, to save his face, he will never get divorced from her, but yeah, she's never having anything to do with him again.
I mean, she hasn't. That was the whole thing. She didn't want to move into the White House at the beginning of this because she was allegedly with the guy and the security guy at Trump Tower. But
I don't know about that.
Bernie Sanders, back to the meme photos of him, did address it later on. If you haven't seen, he shows up in he's got a coat that looks like...
He looks like my English teacher.
It's the same coat from the previous Bernie meme.
Yeah, and like, you could go to...
He's very austere, guys.
Yeah.
You could go to a highway food restaurant in this coat and be like, yeah, that's acceptable, but also like, go camping in it.
Yeah.
He says, quote, in Vermont, we know something about the cold. And we're not so concerned about good fashion. We want to keep warm.
Yeah. He's never been concerned about good fashion.
Allie,
what's Bernie's job going to be now?
Bernie should be the president right now. God.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I don't want...
What's his job going to be?
A little trepidatious about Biden because he's 140 years old and Bernie's... I don't know. He's going to be a senator, right?
No, I'm sure he's going to get a job in the cabinet.
He's got some sort of cabinet thing.
He's going to be the secretary of state or something.
Is that higher than senator?
Yeah. I mean, to work for the White House, yeah.
I think he's just going to be the secretary of yelling at the banks.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be his position.
No cabinet position, no pardon for my guy Joe Exotic. We discussed yesterday.
No cabinet position? Ooh. You think that was on the table?
Come on, man. How about secretary of making sure that bitch Carol stays in line?
That's ridiculous.
That bitch Carol.
Secretary of mullets? No.
Secretary of singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Secretary of fake singing.
He's a triple threat, man. Okay. What can't he do? He cannot get out of prison. He cannot take a limo ride to McDonald's for McRibs because he is incarcerated. He tweeted yesterday. Is Joe Exotic tweeting from the inside?
It's illegal, isn't it?
I mean, they get to use the internets in there.
I could see him getting in phone privileges, yeah.
At @Joe_Exotic, I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump. I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first. And there's a picture of Joe standing next to a tiger. Yeah, I tell you what, he's got real Trump syndrome in terms of this tweet is just littered with capital letters all over the
See
place
that?
Where you're like, what is that? Why is there? Why do you capitalize pardon?
You know what also is strange about Joe Exotic's account? He's got a good amount of followers. He's got 49,400 followers. Not verified, guys.
What up
really?
With that?
Not verified.
It's the thing you've given me here, Nick.
Did Carol get that as well?
He posted it Twitter for iPad. He posted it from an iPad. He's got a prison iPad in there?
Huh.
Yeah.
Giddy up, man. Good for you, Joe. Huh. Exotic. Which Joe won 2020? Exotic Biden. I'm going to go Exotic. All right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Exotic. Yeah. You can win a Jason and Deb prize pack, including a 12 pack of Bud Light Seltzer on the other side of this break. Hold on.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Punk rock physicist tweets at Jay City Deb says Bernie is going to chair the Senate Committee on Budget.
Ah, that's right. I knew that.
Which is probably the best place that he can make lasting legislative impact.
Heck yeah.
All right. Good job, man.
Yeah.
James tweets at Jason and Deb says, Trump's speech sounded like an award acceptance.
That's true, honey. Great job.
Pete Leander says, Nick, no, Lauren Boebert, not a smoke show? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I got no idea
100%
that is.
A smoke show.
Google She's a smoke
her.
Show?
Terrible person. Terrible person, horrible personality,
What's
doing
her name?
Lasting damage. Lauren.
Lauren?
Lauren Boebert.
Okay.
I think it is. But yeah, absolutely.
Oh, she's the first Lauren that comes up in my search.
Absolute hottie.
Raina says, yes, OAN has a cable news channel. I accidentally ended up there once. Scary time. Really? Maybe I just don't have it on the YouTube TV. And let's see here. Nick says, wait, you guys can say pussies and it doesn't need a bleep? I am here for it. All right, here, quick decency FCC training course. You can call somebody a pussy. And that's allowed.
Right. You just can't talk about it as a body part.
If you're referring to somebody's anatomy, then you got to throw like one of those on there or something like that. Saying you can call somebody a dick, but you can't talk about, man, that guy's got to. That would be.
Lincoln log.
somehow Lincoln log is acceptable.
That was a listener. That wasn't me.
Who makes these rules? At Wooly Mammoth tweets at Jason and Deb says, Big Mouth is the best cartoon to happen to this show since Family Guy. Hashtag you're the man, Steve.
You know, we may have lost by 26, but nobody called me a name.
Hey, Coach Steve, you're a back.
Okay, I jinxed it. That one's on me.
I don't want you to make me hate that show before I've even started watching it.
You never watched Big Mouth?
I don't like animated shows. I like real life people.
They're real life, man.
They're not real life. It's a cartoon.
It's real, though.
But I love Nick Kroll and everything that he does.
We have a Jason and Deb prize pack for you right now. 12-pack of Bud Light, seltzer, shirt, mask, and other goodies. 512-835-1015 is the number. Nick, what are we going to play, man?
I'm glad we cleared up all that FCC stuff because it's TP the box office.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Good luck on the phone. 835-1015.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
So loud, Linkin Park. So loud. Don't worry, I'm gonna bring you down. I'm gonna ease you into some All American Rejects. Just a sec.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah bro.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Cancel it.
Nah, that's what we got coming.
No.
Right
Delete.
Now we got a Jason and Deb prize pack, including a 12 pack of Bud Light seltzer, including a shirt. No. Okay.
You know, I decided.
Linkin Park's so loud. Don't worry, All American Rejects. Just a sec, right now.
I was
now.
Just in the kitchen thinking about stupid Linkin Park.
What did Linkin Park do? Come on, Deb.
Stupid All American Rejects.
Don't crap on
rejects.
The product. All
and
right?
I thought, you know what? Next week, I'm going to start writing on the calendar when I hear blatant, overt repetitions, and I'm going to get some stuff canceled. I've already decided. I'm doing it right now. Starting now.
Good. Good.
Starting
for you,
now. Put Deb, my foot down.
You're going to find out that in the end, doesn't matter.
Look at Nick with a music joke.
Almost nailed it.
Who's the singer of the Butthole Surfers, Nick?
Gabby Douglas.
Gabby Douglas is correct.
We have a Jason and Deb prize pack, including a 12-pack of Bud Light seltzer, shirt, mask, and other goodies to give away when we play Tongue Punch the Box Office.
You don't have to say that.
This is the game. Speaking of tongues.
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth.
First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
Deb, write down the words you think are behind those bleeps.
Tell me, play it to me again.
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth.
First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
This is the game where Nick is going to...
Here you go.
The second one is correct. The first one... Hang on, now I gotta hear it again.
You know I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth.
See, you can say throat hole, I think. I wouldn't beep out throat hole.
I didn't know
hole.
If it was a trick beep.
No.
What is it?
It's a C word.
What? Nick Kroll.
This show is so good. Breaking news. Big Mouth is great. This is the game. How does this game work? Nick tells us a movie. And then me and Deb are going to try and guess how much did that movie make at the domestic box office, not adjusted for inflation.
Nope.
Guys, I have a new itchy spot today. It's driving me bonkers.
Oh, okay.
So if you see me scratching over here, it's
try to focus.
It's just psoriasis.
Scoring is cumulative.
I need my meds.
Like many of our games, have
tech
the smallest
support.
Number possible by the end of the game. We each play on behalf of a listener, including Ryan, who called first, chose Team Jason. You have chosen wisely. If Deb wins, Lindsay is going to get the Jason and Deb prize pack. I'm playing
right,
for Ryan,
I will admit,
Deb for Lindsay.
Last week with my $600,000 for whatever that film was, that was a gross mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm better today.
Okay.
I had a cup and a half coffee.
How do you feel about this? I don't know. Maybe Nick is this is on his own editorializing. It's Lindsay with an A.
Is that a dude?
No, I don't know.
It's Lindsay with... I forget. One of them's the dude Lindsay.
Lindsay, S-A-Y at the end.
All right. I changed it.
Okay.
I did do an E.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Haji, what's the first one?
First one is Wall Street, 1987.
Oh. How much money?
All right. I know the theme already.
All right.
Which borough is Coney Island in?
You can't even get that first bleep and you want to think you can guess the theme. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Oh, you're out of the game, Jason. Your pen just broke.
Pen sucks.
You're out. I found my backup sweet-ass pens when I was cleaning out the mouse hole yesterday.
You're supposed
covered
to,
in rat
pee. You're supposed to bleep hole when you say mouse hole, Deb. Yeah. If you don't know about our rodent situation, 101x.com, check out the blog. We got a sweet new bar
look
card in here.
It's the commissary, Jason decided to name it, Nick. You were in the other room.
Commissary.
I went over there. I was like, you need anything from the shop, Jay? I bought myself some rice. Actually, is that rice? Rice and quinoa and some soup. And I bought some avocado from home to add to it.
Give me three soups. I'm going to trade it for a Snickers. I need three soups.
The rat ate the Snickers.
Oh, man.
Round.
We still have half a Snickers.
All right. How much money did Wall
Chuck
Street make? Are you ready,
me.
Deb?
Yeah.
I got no idea. 87. Yeah, I haven't seen this movie either. I know. Charlie Sheen? Mm-hmm. 59 million is what I said for.
I don't know. This game always perturbs me, especially with the oldie movies.
Don't be perturbed.
I had 117 million. This was like the Brat Pack, the good old days.
It's the 80s, though, man.
Yeah, the Brat Pack.
They didn't have $100 million in the 80s.
According to Box Office Mojo, for Wall Street, that movie is $44 million.
Compared to 117.
I owe you a ding.
Was for you, bro.
All right, number two, Nick.
Number two is Superman, 1978. What
was money back in the 70s?
What was money?
What was going on in the 70s? 78? Still wearing wide leg pants, right?
And probably.
Flares. Dad was rocking a sweet mustache, I bet. Dad pretty much had a mustache most of his grown-up life, I think. My uncle Mike had one, too. Uncle Jim never did the mustache, but Uncle Mike had a fro. Like, just, and all my uncles, like my dad, got black hair on my dad's side of the family and kind of dusky skin. And so he had this awesome fro and this great mustache. And then, like, years later, when I hadn't seen him for a couple of years, he had, like, shaved his mustache and the fro off and it had gone gray. I threw him under a bus.
He should have grown his fro into the same shape as his mustache. That's what I would have done.
I assume this very worthwhile aside
He's
means
dead
you
now.
Have an answer, right?
R.I.P. Yeah. Uncle Mike. I love you.
Yes?
Yeah.
What'd I say? They didn't have no $100 million in the 80s. Mm-hmm. In the 70s, they definitely did. Christmas Reeves, box office magic, $123 million for the OG Superman.
I went 90. I listened too hard to you. They didn't have 100 millions in the 80s.
It's got to be like the hugest movie of the 70s, though, right? You know, Star Wars.
According to Box Office Mojo, $134 million.
You know what? I'm going
to
ding myself again.
Take that ding back. I'm mad at you now.
I owe you two dings.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I'll trade you two dings for a ramen.
Score update is after two, Nick.
Jason is in first place. He's off by 26. Deb,
all right.
Off by 117.
Oh, so. Okay. Don't worry, though. Still anything can happen. Number three?
Jack and Jill, 2011.
You still feeling good about your theme? 2011?
Mm. Yeah.
You guys have been making fun of me since then about that?
I never saw Jack and Jill.
No, me neither.
And I'm trying to picture Adam Sandler doing Jill, but you know whose voice it is? It's Lola.
You know right? I want everybody to watch while I tongue your throat with my mouth.
First of all, I want that on a t-shirt yesterday.
I think you're close. And the whole legend of me loving Jack and Jill stems from me saying I once saw a scene from Jack and Jill where they were sitting at the dinner table and Jack and Jill were having a conversation, both played by Adam Sandler. Now, I love Adam Sandler. Even when he stinks, I think he's great. So that was just to clear that one up.
All right.
That's where that came from.
All right.
But also, I can't remember. Was Selma Hayek his wife in that one? Or was that Click? Was that Switch? Was that the other one?
Cruel Intentions.
Spanglish? No.
Wait, no, that's Selma Blair. God,
Hayek, Blair.
Take
Blair,
away your ding.
Hayek. You ready on Jack
yes.
and Jill?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I did not see this
film.
Who's
his wife in Jack and Jill?
It's got to be it's just an outright disaster, right? But Adam Sandler. I mean, just putting Adam Sandler on a thing has got to get you a good head start, right?
And you got to think about the 20 teens.
51 million.
We had millions to just throw out the window.
Jack and Jill.
All right, 40 million. It was a flop.
Okay.
74 million.
Jesus Christ.
Jack and Jill.
God damn it, dollars. Yep. How do you work?
Katie Holmes, I believe, is his wife in that one.
Oh.
In Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Number four, Nick.
I've got to skip over the hole in the dick to
excuse me?
Put my next answer down. I'd written these two words on here.
Yeah, why did you write the word down?
Can't tell you now. Too much context. If I don't, it's just your surname.
What Deb wrote down my name. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, and I put an A in front of the hole and then an arrow to your name.
What? There's too many A-holes and D-words and all that. What's number four, Nick?
Oh, speaking of holes, it's Cats. From 2019.
Oh, Cats.
Speaking of holes.
There's a special cut that real fans want released.
On OnlyFans?
The B-hole cut?
Yeah.
It's called a cloate. What's it called, Nick?
Cloaca?
Cloaca?
I don't think that's what they have, but...
Guys, I was yesterday years old when I learned about cloacas. No, I probably wasn't. I bet you I was in first school. Which is elementary to you people, that I learned about that in reptilians, crocodilians,
the
birds
word is
and
definitely
stuff.
My brain, but I would have said like eye hole. So,
you know, we just did
it does everything.
Yeah. FCC decency lesson. Now I'm confused. I've confused myself. I told you yesterday when you emotionally aired an unedited B-hole that you can't do that.
But I was strategically
if
emotional.
You call somebody, if you're calling somebody a B-hole, can you say the... I'm not going to risk it.
You know, I checked years ago with the boss, and he confirmed that you can call somebody an asshat, and that's fine. So I feel like that's my go-to.
Okay. All right.
We were talking about you.
You ready, Deb?
No, I haven't written anything down.
I
forgot.
What are you doing?
Cats, 2019.
All right, I'm ready.
All right. Cats, I didn't see it, but it was kind of a disaster. But with that cast, man, you got T Swizzle, James Corden, Idris.
What you call it? No.
Idris in there?
No.
There's no Idris cat.
Idris is in there. Idris in
there? There's an Idris cat.
What idiot?
Yeah.
Though I know there was a Gandalf cat, right?
Ian McKellen.
Yeah. Sir Ian McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Right. One
Ian
old English
McShane,
white guy.
Or am I getting my Ian's confused? Judi Dench, because she had human hands.
Judi Dench, Dame Judi Dench. Show her the respect she deserves.
Hang on. Dame Rebel Wilson,
not yet.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have Idris Elba.
Yes,
come on.
Dame, what are you?
Why?
No,
why?
No,
why just? Deb dumped an unnecessary dump.
You're skating on thin ice, sir. I just said, and then you just said that.
We're all having fun, and you have to go too far, Jason.
$101 million for Cats.
I put 70. I'm reeling.
$27 million.
Oh, my God.
I knew it was bad.
Golly. Yeah. All right, score update before the last one, Nick.
That helps.
Wait, how much was Cats?
$27 million. Oh, wait, what'd you say, Deb?
I mean, like, that's
70.
That barely covers Taylor Swift's fee, right?
Taylor that Swift, made less than Jack and Jill.
She didn't get out of bed for less than $20 million, does she?
I bet she did that one for free just to be a cat. All right, that helps Deb out a little bit. Jason off by 123, Deb 194.
Really?
74, yeah.
Right. Are you sure?
All right.
Nope.
All right.
123.
Shut up, double dinger. Fake okay, double dinger.
123 to what?
194.
Okay, 71.
71.
Yeah, all right. See, trying to cheat me. Mm-hmm. All right, the last one, Nick.
Last one, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs from like 18-something. Nineteen 1937 is the official release date.
Are we supposed to say Snow White and the Seven Little People now?
Dwarves are still all right.
Okay with that?
No midgets.
You had to say it, didn't you?
Oh, you can dump me again if
no,
you like.
I don't like to double dump.
Okay. Speaking of double dump. All American Rejects and Linkin Park coming up in just a second.
That's not
that
funny.
Be a thing. You should email that to somebody.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I like both those bands. You guys weren't in here. I put the headphones on so that I could rock out to that Somewhere I Belong. I'm down.
I'm ready.
Oh, Linkin Park is the OG Imagine Dragons.
I got no idea here what could possibly have happened. 19, what did you say? 30 something, whatever?
37.
I'm just, the strategies pleased little baby Jesus. I said 72 million.
Ooh, 200 million.
Okay.
Okay. It finally happened. Thanks to re-releases, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs made $185 million.
Yes, Queen! like two dings actually returned to me. Double ding me. Thank you. I'll still give you that ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, free. Whoa. Thanks, Jason.
You're abusing it.
Amazing. I feel so good
God
about myself.
Dang it.
Lindsay with an A.
It's from 1930.
Yeah, but it's been out a bunch. And,
I think
you know.
It was 66 originally, and then, yeah, there's been a couple of releases in the 80s. Bumped it up.
Oh, Ryan, I let you down something awful, my guy. Hold on, we got a prize for you. Lindsay, you're going to get
dings.
The Jason and Deb prize pack. Hold on just one second. Everybody gets All American Rejects. 101X.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Julio from SA tweets at Jason and Deb, says, what did Jason say? Come on, don't leave out the A-plus content. It was defendable.
No, it
defensible?
Wasn't.
It was.
Neither.
It was a thing. Yeah. Hey, you remember 2 days ago when I said it was Kwiatkowski, the new Longhorns defensive coordinator?
I don't remember what you said. We said so many things.
And then I was corrected to sports brought to you by Pants. Then I was like, somebody told me it's Kwiatkowski. It's very simple. Kwiatkowski? No. Yesterday, a Polish man called me on the other show and told me it's Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski.
You got to stop in the middle?
Kwiatkowski. I don't know, man. You say echo dot one time, people reprimand you nonstop. So
yeah, you're not good at the words.
I got to stop
talking.
In the middle sometimes.
I'm sticking with Kwiatkowski.
Kwiatkowski.
Just do a Kwiatkowski. Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.